Nearly 1,000 political scientists from across the U.S., including Montana, have signed a statement expressing how they feel the Trump administration's actions are threatening American democracy. The letter, signed by experts at colleges and universities in both red and blue states, highlights six specific concerns. They include the administration's actions to cancel spending approved by Congress. Montana State University professor Sarah Rushing notes that while cutting expenses may be a good business strategy, democracy is not a business. That's why, she says, there are checks and balances.
We have these procedures and practices built in to slow things down, build consensus, abide by processes, and make sure that things are fair and transparent. Efficiency has never been the preeminent value of democracy.
She encourages her fellow political scientists not to strike a tone of neutrality because, as she puts it, democratic procedures and stakes shouldn't be up for debate. In defense of its actions, the White House says it's ensuring all federal agencies are accountable to the American people as required by the Constitution. More than 29% of Montana's land base is public land managed by federal agencies. Montanans who previously worked for those agencies were some of the first to be directly affected by federal cuts after an initial round of firings in mid-February. Rushing says she worries the government's commitment to efficiency will break the systems that protect public lands.
So you can break Yellowstone and make it function terribly, and then you can make an argument for privatizing it and running it like a business. And that would be a massive loss, not just to Montanans, but to Americans as a whole.
According to a 2024 University of Montana survey, 95% of Montanans said they visited national public lands in the past year, and about half of those said they paid more than 10 visits. Support for this reporting was provided by Carnegie Corporation of New York. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.